Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm joined today by one of the participants of the Talent Sarajevo program from the Talent Press section. Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Barbara Marsha, and I'm from Hungary, but currently living in Sweden.
Right, and you appropriately went to an event yesterday. Would you like to tell us what this event was?
Yeah, it was a Cinelink talk, and it was called Norwegian Case Study. So they went through the success of Norwegian television, particularly one specific series, which is Home Ground.
And are you familiar with this series?
Yes, I have seen the TV series this spring. It's about the first female coach who has the chance to train a male football team in a small town in Norway.
Right.
And the TV series basically shows her work and private lives and how these two clash at the very end of the TV series and throughout the TV series.
How was the kind of event structured?
The event was divided into two parts. First, there was a short presentation of Norwegian television and the success of Norwegian dramas by Ivar Køhn, who is the who's representing NRK, which is the Norwegian national broadcasting company, and he was basically giving an overview how they did manage to create better quality in Norwegian dramas.
Mm-hmm. And so, was there anything that they said that they talked about that you found particularly interesting?
He was basically mentioning that they had a particular goal, that they wanted to win an international Emmy, and they started this project in 2004, and that the goal was to win an Emmy in 2007, which didn't happen, but they learned a lot during the process, how they could work together in Norway within the film and TV industry to create better quality for the Norwegian audience.
Hmm. And is this because of the trends that are changing in the Norwegian productions or the Scandinavian productions?
I think in general, like, Norwegian television wasn't so known before. Denmark was one of the main countries from Scandinavia, I'd say. If you think about Lars von Trier's The Kingdom, for instance, like several years ago. And Norwegians, and actually, Ivar mentioned that Denmark was number one, so they wanted to change that and they wanted to put themselves on the map as well of Norwegian or Nordic television and film.
So you are familiar with Sweden, obviously. So what would you think, how would you think this talk relates to Sweden in particular?
Well, Sweden wasn't really mentioned in the talk, only that the moderator was Andrea Reuter from the Gothenburg Film Festival. And they briefly touched upon the fact that the Nordic or Scandinavian system of supporting or funding TV series and cinema is a bit different than from other countries. But yes, Sweden wasn't really part of this. It was mainly focusing on Norwegian television and particularly in Home Ground. But I would say that probably Sweden could learn from the process, because it's interesting. Ivar mentioned that the main part of the process is to focus on the script. And writers should be paid really well, because before that they were paid by page, so it wasn't really important for them to give like better quality, because that probably that would have meant more time unpaid.
Yeah. Do you think it would be helpful for the Balkan region as well?
Well, I don't know so much about the Balkan region in terms of TV, but probably because these things are universal. So when you have a team which feels welcomed and really well when working, and they paid and they appreciated, I think they would provide you with better quality.
Thank you very much for that. That was great. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.